We're talking about our state's paper industry and what the future holds for a 100-year-old paper mill in Green Bay. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The paper industry employs more than 31,000 people, making Wisconsin the number one producer in the country. That's from the DNR. And a massive expansion for a paper mill in Green Bay had appeared to be moving ahead, but now its owner, Georgia-Pacific, says the project is on hold indefinitely. So what questions do you have about the paper industry in Green Bay? We're at 800-642-1234. Jeff Bollier is a reporter for USA Today Wisconsin Network. He's covering business in the Green Bay area. Jeff, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me back.
So it appeared things were moving ahead for Georgia-Pacific on this expansion in Green Bay, but now that's on hold. What's going on there?
Yeah, there were some. It was a pretty eye-popping proposal that was submitted to city officials for consideration this week. It would have been a 450,000 square foot expansion to a 100-year-old mill that Georgia-Pacific owns on the south side of Green Bay.
So this is the Broadway mill we're talking about?
Yes, Broadway Mill. It was started in 1919, and I believe it was bought by Georgia-Pacific in 2000. So, and over that time, they've been making sort of periodic, significant improvements to the property and kind of adding production lines and changing things around. But this was going to be something of a pretty significant size in addition to all of those expansions.
How did this project come to light in the first place?
So they had submitted a request to the city of Green Bay to exceed height restrictions on a general industrial building. And so we of course, kind of caught wind of it at the USA Today Network and started asking a few questions. It came up that we were more in contention for it than it was a guarantee, but still was, you know, I kind of took it as a positive sign that there was a sort of second major paper expansion here in the paper industry expansion being considered here in the Green Bay area.
So what happens at the Broadway Mill? What is what type of paper mill is it?
It produces a lot of consumer products, paper towels, toilet paper. I wish I could tell you specifically, but I do not know that off the top of my head.
Well, let's take a call now. Jack in Caledonia. Hi, Jack.
Hi. Hey, question. With the hemp being able to grow again in Wisconsin and other states, does the paper does the timber industry feel threatened because the pulp is hemp makes a better paper product and better for recycling and things of that nature.
Do we know? Yeah, Jack, thanks so much. Do we know anything about how the hemp industry might collide with the paper industry?
I do not necessarily know how that will necessarily impact the sort of broader paper industry. I do know that that colleagues in the area have been working on stories about the growth of hemp production here in northeastern Wisconsin and across the state, but haven't really seen how the paper industry is really reacting to that, if they're sort of looking at hemp as another viable source of pulp for production of different paper products. But it definitely is a, Wisconsin is definitely sort of returning to its status as a leader in hemp production historically. So
we're looking at the pulp and paper industry in the Green Bay area with Jeff Bollier. He's a reporter for USA Today Wisconsin Network covering business there in Green Bay. Do you work for a mill? Have you heard anything about your company's future plans for expansion or contraction? How is the paper industry doing where you are? 800-642-1234. So, Jeff, getting back to the Broadway Mill in Green Bay, what other investments has Georgia-Pacific made to this mill in recent years?
Well, it has installed one natural gas burning boiler. That alone was about more than $20 million improvement, and they will be adding another one, another gas boiler, to replace a coal-fired boiler in the next year or so. Now, this will also facilitate removal of a couple of steam stacks on the site that are rather tall and pretty noticeable across the Green Bay area. They've added a towel line that cost about $7 million in improvements recently. They've added and expanded a bath tissue converting line and also made investments in sort of automated vehicles moving materials around the mill, as well as some other sort of infrastructure improvements over the years. But the company estimates it's more than $150 million in the last 5 years that it's invested in the mill.
So it seems like they are still pouring work into this mill to keep it up and running. The movement from coal-fired boilers to natural gas-fired boilers, is that significant in any way in how we how a paper mill functions?
It is not necessarily significant to how the paper still rolls off the line, but what it is important to, and we saw this in the Green Bay area also with Green Bay Packaging's major new mill construction project last year, is they're looking at trying to reduce emissions either into nearby streams and or into the air in terms of kind of what they emit. And so I can tell you that many of the paper companies up here are very aware of their sort of environmental impact and are looking for ways to reduce that. So might not necessarily make the paper move faster, but it does help in other ways, too.
Let's bring in Jack in Milwaukee now. Hi, Jack.
Hello. I just have a really quick question. My company is based out of Milwaukee, and we provide a lot of machinery for GP. I know we've in the past have made some of the stuff that's up there in Green Bay. So I'm pretty sure we had some contracts to produce more of this machinery. What happens now when, projects like this are put on hold?
Yeah, so Jack's company is a supplier to Georgia-Pacific for the machinery for these mills. What does it mean when, a deal like this goes south?
That is a very good question, and there certainly can be sort of residual impacts or ripples to this. The hope is that from talking to some economic development officials in the area that that this is just sort of while the company is saying it's put on hold indefinitely, that they will kind of revisit this in the near future, and maybe that the Green Bay mill will bump up the priority list, and therefore then Jack's company will be back into the order business or into business there. So,
well, in the last few seconds, a lot of people are looking for any indication on the overall health of the paper industry. Are there any bigger takeaways that you're seeing as we go forward?
I guess the takeaway I would say is that we've seen now two local paper companies, Green Bay Packaging last year and Georgia-Pacific this year, look at some pretty significant dollar investments in their operations here in the Green Bay area. So while there have been some issues with paper mills closing in the area and in the state, there are signs that some of the industry is seriously looking at the area to invest and grow.
Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was a good conversation.
Jeff Bollier is a reporter for USA Today Wisconsin Network covering business in the Green Bay area. Up next, we discuss a recent push to repeal a nearly century-old law called the Jones Act. We'll talk about the law's significance to American shipbuilding. That's back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.